Four easy ways to acquire bitcoins. There are many ways to earn yourself some bitcoins, and you will need to either spend some time or some money to get them. In today's presentation, I'm going to show you four ways you can easily acquire bitcoins. Note that I won't be including mining on this list because it requires an investment of both time and money, and as many miners can attest, it's certainly not an easy way to get bitcoins. The first one would be microtasking, which usually involves doing some activity on a website. First, you sign up for the service, then you carry out the tasks they require you to do so you can get paid. Examples would be clicking or viewing ads, watching short videos, filling out surveys, downloading mobile apps, playing games, signing up for trial offers, spending a few seconds or minutes on the site itself, and so much more. If you think you're going to be paid handsomely, think again. You can spend an entire day doing a variety of jobs on these sites, and you'll earn maybe a few satoshis. The second one would be Bitcoin faucets. Faucets are websites that give away a few satoshis on a regular basis, whether it's every 15 minutes, 1 hour, 3 hours, or once a day. This is a very popular method of getting bitcoins for free, because you do almost nothing in exchange for free bitcoins. All you have to do is sign up to a credible website and wait for your free satoshis to fill up your account. The third one would be selling your skills and getting paid for them in bitcoins. You can offer freelance writing, design, programming, social media services, and more in exchange for some bitcoins. There are freelance platforms that support Bitcoin payments, so if you have the right skills, this could be a lucrative and relatively easy way to earn yourself some bitcoins. The fourth one would be buying or trading for some bitcoins. This means you'll be trading your real money, or fiat currency, for bitcoins. Of course, this option is only easy if you have the money to spend. If you don't have the cash to spare, any of the three options I mentioned previously would be a nice, free alternative for anyone looking to get started with bitcoins.